A lot of people, even a lot of sports fans, may not have noticed that Major League Soccer's 16th regular season opened on Tuesday night. But 36,443 people in Seattle were aware of the occasion in person. Unhappily for most of them, the team they had showed up to support, the Seattle Sounders, fell to the visiting Los Angeles Galaxy 1-0. David Beckham didn't score, neither did Landon Donovan. The Galaxy won anyway. The remaining MLS teams will begin their seasons this weekend, and those remaining teams include newcomers Portland and Vancouver, which means that in 7 years, MLS has grown from 10 to 18 teams. If you are confident that Major League Soccer will prevail, you regard that expansion, as well as the anticipated addition of a team in Montreal next season, as evidence that all is proceeding according to plan. Or at least according to whatever plan a league that keeps changing size and altering its all-star game format and playoff arrangements can be said to have. My favorite early season stories both involve the team in Kansas City. They started out in 1996 as the Wiz, which still ranks as the dumbest choice of team name in the history of organized sports. The team belatedly recognized their folly and became the Wizards, but that didn't work either because this season they are Sporting Kansas City. Choice 3 suggests that the Kansas City team, like DC United and FC Dallas, wish to invoke in its name the echoes of various more established clubs in countries where soccer has a higher profile. I'm okay with that, although some of the people in the Only a Game office regard it as pretentious, weird, and stupid. Apparently operating on the assumption that a team that keeps changing their name should have at least one player who keeps changing his name, next week Sporting Kansas City will stage a tryout for Chad Ochocinco, a.k.a. Chad Johnson, and briefly Chad Hachigo. Mr. Ochocinco announced this week that he uses a soccer ball when he warms up for NFL practices and games, and he also said, "Due to the NFL lockout, I'm excited to be able to follow my childhood dream of playing for a Major League Soccer team." Evidence, I suppose, that although most people certainly consider the lockout an ill wind, it has blown Sporting KC and Senor Ochocinco some potentially good publicity. The tryout will last 4 days, unless the dream dies prematurely. You're listening to Only a Game.